Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, the naivety of one particular thing. When I was interviewed years ago for my job in law enforcement, I was sitting at the end of this long table, and I didn't really necessarily want to be the police, you know, but I didn't want to be in construction. And it wasn't because my father and I were working together, but it was the fact that Jimmy Carter was president and interest rate was like 25%, you know, to get a loan. And I was building from the ground up. You know, the first shovel load of dirt, when you're shoveling dirt, it's pretty easy. But about noonday, when you're laying out a foundation of a house, it's like my kidneys are going, ah, I'm back here, you know, and carrying shingles on a roof. I can imagine doing that today. So I get a phone call. From Major Adrian Kirksey, who's with the Lord right now. I just can't. This man has so much character. He would sit in restaurants, you know, in his time, and people would just gather around him. And it was just like it was like a father figure in the context of our community. And I just miss those men with those kind of character. And there are men like that, you know, in law enforcement. But it was just so cool season for the people that, you know, benefit. Anyway, he calls me up and he says, listen, you know, and I'm at the hardware company or the lumber company getting some lumber to build another house. And he says, do you want to be the police? I mean, do you want an interview or something like that? And I'm like, yes. You know?
Right.
And, you know, I never want to be the police, you know, I just didn't even know, just wasn't really I just didn't want to do that. And I'm sitting at the end of this long table, long story short, and I'm having this interview. And I'm at the very end of this, imagine a long boardroom table, and there's officers on both sides of them. And I think, you know, the host of WCOA, I believe Don Parker was probably on that. I don't know. If he's hearing this, he could tell me if he was on that board. Vince Seeley was the sheriff at that particular time. Adrian Kirksey was there. Major Marco White. And I was just thinking, man, I was really thinking hard. They're going to ask me these tough questions, you know, and they're going to, it looked like they give you a chair that's a lot lower than their chair. So you're like, your chin's on the edge of the table. It's like, hey, guys, I want to be a police. You know, I remember they said this. They said, now, if you had a friend, a partner in law enforcement that was with you and you're going into a store, and we're going to be talking about Jeremy Lin and Drew Brees in the extra hour. It doesn't look like we're going to get him. You want to hear his testimony. It's a powerful testimony. Because the two of them together, God just gave them $125 million for standing up boldly for him.
Wow.
And I want to encourage you to begin to stand up boldly for the Lord. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're looking at, you know, Drew Brees, Jeremy Lin. You're looking at Tim Tebow,
right.
You know, and it's time for every one of us to stand up like that. So anyway, I'm at the end of this table, and they're asking me this question, and I knew they were going to kind of ask me this question. They say, you and your partner are going into a store or something, and you notice that your partner reaches over and grabs a pack of cigarettes off the shelf, and he puts it in his pocket, and he's stealing it, you know. What are you going to do? And you're thinking, do-do-do-do. You're thinking, okay, they are police officers. I mean, you know, are they wanting me to say, you know, slam them to the ground, cuff them, and throw them in the back of the cruiser? Or they want me to say, well, I'm, obviously they just broke the law. It is a misdemeanor. Misdemeanors, officers have discretion. You know, it's felonies, they don't have discretion. But misdemeanors, they can say, I'm not going to make this arrest. They can choose to do that. And so I thought, and they're just like looking at me, waiting for me to answer. And then I said, I would do whatever is required me to do by the Florida state statutes.
Very good.
That was it. And I didn't even know what they were. And they moved on. But this is what my friend, you know, Major Kirksey said. And it was true. It's true. And I think it's still a reality. He says, they said, what is your strength and what are your weaknesses? And so I said, well, my strength is that I have a tendency to locate criminals and put them in jail extremely well. No, right. I didn't say that. I said, what are my strengths? Well, I don't know what it was. But then they said, well, what is your weaknesses? I'm like, well, I can't tell him that.
You're talking to police officers.
Yeah, right. I can't.
Scratch that.
Yeah, I can't. I'm like, you're going this whole list. Oh, I can't say that. You know, I can't go that. And I'm just taking my time going like, this is not going to be good, you know, and I'm just stuck. It's not that I didn't have any. I didn't know which one to share. Right. And before I could get them out, you know, Major Kirksey, who called me up about the job, he goes, well, he's naive.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, it's true. I mean, it's true for so long. You know, I just believe that, and I still believe in people. I still believe there's good in them, but you got to have that God can be in them,
mm-hmm.
you know, obviously. But there are people who just are set on doing evil.
Mm-hmm.
It just shocks me. It shocks me that people... You know, and it's that's naivety.
Right.
But there are people that profess the name of Jesus that will kill you mm-hmm. and sing at your funeral. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And there are people that are held captive by the adversary that are slackers because Satan has them captive. And they're a partner with the very one who the other person that you know is obviously bringing destruction. They're the brother of that particular person
mm-hmm.
that's bringing destruction. You may have been entrusted with something from your employer. You may have been entrusted with something from your platoon leader. You may have been entrusted with something from the leader of your ministry, you know, from an apostle or a pastor or something, and you're a slacker with that and you're not doing it, you know, that you're partnering with destruction. It's going to bring mm-hmm. in quite often that a lot of people don't understand that's a partner with destruction. So they look at the destruction that happens and they go, I wonder how that happened. Yeah, they must have done something wrong.
Right.
But a slacker is defined as this: as a person who avoids work or effort, one who is apathetic, which means lack of interest and enthusiasm.
Wow.
Is aimless, a person without vision, or knowing what's the vision is for that particular company they're working for, mm-hmm. where they're related to, and he says that you know that these particular a person who is slack. In their work, a slacker is a partner with the one who is intentionally plotting to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen so many things over the years that didn't come to pass, not because it wasn't good, not because it wasn't the right thing, and it wasn't because somebody was plotting evil. It's because they were slack
mm-hmm.
in their work. They didn't do it with excellence. They didn't think it was important. They did other things other than what they were responsible for doing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.